Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy. And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
All right, let's get to, hey, I was wondering, running a little behind, trying to catch up here, get right to this point. If you have questions that you'd like to include on Hey, I Was Wondering, you can send it to us on any of our social media platforms. You can text us 60123. You can email us. And if you get used, if your Hey, I Was Wondering is selected, then you get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs.
They're nice.
Right, to hurl at people that are driving poorly. Now, this one says from Joe, a few weeks back, Mel D had mentioned that she was stood up. A caller who had also been stood up offered to take Mel D out on the town. I was wondering, did that date ever transpire? Thanks, Joe. Ooh. Yeah, did you and the guy who called us said, I'll totally take you out. Did you ever connect?
No, we didn't.
Good move. Good move.
I didn't think about it.
Because, yeah, you know, we got to vet people before we do that.
Of course.
There's a vetting process.
How do you vet them?
I don't know.
Like, just look at their LinkedIn?
We've never really had this situation before, so I really don't have that answer. I'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Sure.
Would you be open to something like that, Mel D?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had any luck the past year, so I kind of just put dating and everything on hold, like on pause. I've thought maybe to stop.
Be very careful with that.
Okay.
Putting dating on pause because you just don't know and you're not ready. Can I tell you why?
Sure.
Look to your left. There she is.
Shut up! I can't help it.
That's what, take a look.
Hi.
And for that reason right there,
yeah.
I was thinking that it might be fun, if you're open to it, Mel D, if we put Mel D on the most obscure dating site we can find a little bit later on this morning.
Oh my gosh, there's so many out there.
But everybody's on like eHarmony or Match or Bumble or Plenty of Fish. We need to do a little searching for the most obscure dating website that there is.
Okay.
It's got like 7 people on it. And put her up there and just see what happens.
All right.
Are you open to something like that, Melody?
I mean, yeah, I've never done, I told myself I would never do a dating app. My goal is to meet someone in real life.
Right. Consider it this way. What we're going to do is barely a dating app.
Okay. Then yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, because people don't even know it's there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so later on this morning, let's have the opportunity to try to track down the most obscure dating app, and then we'll complete the process and see where this takes us.
Okay.
All right. Cheesecake for senators. Today's Eric in the Morning list. 312-233-1019. Senator Chuck Schumer admits to spending over $8,600 on cheesecake. Said, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody to love it. I go to a place called, what's it called? Juniors in New York City. I buy up like 12 cheesecakes and just start handing them out.
Right.
Can't get enough.
So
top three things you spend too much money on. 312-233-1019. Too much money, Rick.
On my kids, they eat a lot of cheesecake.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding. Way too much. Too much money on what, Joan?
On paying tolls on the way to work.
Paying tolls. No doubt about it. Too much money on what, Danny? Hi, Danny.
Hey, on the bush.
What?
Bush latte. Champagne of beer.
Bush light.
Oh, my God.
I think you're on it right now.
Yeah, this morning or?
You know, on the bush, which sounds like a show we shouldn't be listening to. You know, the bush latte.
Oh, that was so funny.
Yep, time to switch over to milk. Your top three you're spending too much money on. This is an uncomfortable one. At number three, we have a tie. Jeff.
Ammo. $1,000 a month.
Okay.
Wow.
Just for some sport shooting, I hope. Tied with what? Melissa.
I spent $125 on Girl Scout cookies.
Girl Scout cookies, yes. Oh, way too much money
on that.
She's
so ashamed she's whispering.
I've got a lot of those, too. At number two, Sarah, too much money on?
Those red light speeding tickets.
Oh man.
Right? And then they double if you don't pay them?
Oh, my gosh. You didn't get one over in Oak Brook, did you?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I get one you at Ashland.
On Ashland, I know that one, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's one over at Oak Brook Terrace, I told you yesterday. Total scam!
Oh, there's a few of those. I always wonder, do they get you from both sides or just the side you're driving?
I couldn't tell you, but that sounds like a question from one of the previous callers. And in at number one, you spend way too much money on what, Rita?
I just spent $48.32 on Poonskis.
There they are. Today is day only. Yeah, it's a big polka day around here. Big polka day, celebrating our good friends, the Polish folks, Punchki.
Yeah.
Fat Tuesday.
I'm hoping we get some Punchkis here.
They used to deliver Punchkis. Am I saying it right, Rita?
Yes, you are.
Here to the station, and we would arrive to work, and there'd be boxes and boxes, and people would come from miles around, and there'd be tears of joy, and then nothing today.
I know. They were much appreciated.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, Harry Styles, you know, loves golf.
Yeah, which
is weird.
You
guys didn't have any idea, right?
No, not until you said you ran into him.
Pitcher Madison Bumgarner. Revealed that he goes by the pseudonym Mason Saunders, and he's a rodeo guy, 126 large.
Right.
At the rodeo, roping calves. Well, that's done now. His new employer's like, I don't think so. Plus, Mrs. Bumgarner's like, enough with the cowboy act.
Yeah.
Okay? You know what that's like, right? Your significant other way into something that you're starting to reach your threshold of how much you can take.
Right.
312-233-1019. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
What's he way into?
Sugar gliders.
What's that?
He breeds sugar gliders.
He breeds sugar gliders.
What's that?
They're like squirrels, aren't they?
Flying squirrels?
They're sort of like Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
Uh-huh.
They're little marsupials from Australia.
You say he breeds them. Where does he do this? Please tell me it's in the garage or not like your master bedroom.
Bunch of sugar gliders
under your bed.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, it's actually in another bedroom.
Yeah. How long has he been doing this, Susan?
About 6 years.
And does he become attached to his sugar gliders?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What do you do with sugar gliders, though?
You sell them on the sugar glider black market?
No, well, actually, there's a all-animal expo at the Dupless County Fairgrounds twice a month.
Your phone is terrible.
I know. It keeps breaking up.
Awful phone.
Shoot.
I'm sorry. We tried. We tried, Susan. Hey, Kim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love you all.
Oh, thanks. You've had about enough of him doing what?
Shed hunting. Yeah.
Just wanders around people's backyards. Found one.
Pretty much.
Takes a picture with it. Found another.
So he pretty much obsesses all day long about where he could go to find these deer antlers. And we live in the south suburbs of Chicago, so it's pretty built up. And he will find the most obscure places to go.
Now, to be clear, like, before we go too far, shed hunting means, like, the deer shed their antlers naturally, and he's wandering around the woods trying to find the antlers that they've shed.
Yes, him and our lab.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, that might be kind of fun.
They'll go wander for days all around the south suburbs looking for
a rogue
pair of antlers.
Oh, yeah, and then when he finds them, he decorates our house with it.
Oh.
So it's a whole museum of antlers.
Yeah.
And he obsesses about finding the same deer every year.
The same one. He can tell by the antlers which deer it is?
Look at that. He's totally all into it. Like, that's how obsessive.
Does he ever try to convince you to come along? Come on, let's go around. Let's go shed hunting.
Oh, yeah. The first year we were dating, we would do it all the time. And then now it's kind of like, okay, 6 hours of walk around the field.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. Coming home empty-handed, nobody shed anything.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. You just about had enough of him doing what, Laura?
Buying movies, organizing them, and never watching them.
He likes to just see them all organized alphabetically.
He organizes them alphabetically. He organizes them by, like, genre. He's crazy.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
And then never watches them, though.
Yeah.
He's like, he looks at Richard Roper and goes, man, that guy's got the gig.
Yeah.
Look at that. Roper's like, no, I don't. You've had just about enough of what, Vanessa? Hi, Vanessa.
My husband walking around with his Star Wars lightsaber.
Oh, my God.
He walks around with it?
In public?
No, at home. He'll come home from work. He'll go get it from his room and bring it down and turn it on.
Like turn it on. Just have it sitting there next to him. Because you never know.
It's one of the good ones that it turns on.
You never know when a stormtrooper might come crashing through the door. You got to take him out. Can never be too careful.
That is different.
And he wants me to get one now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you guys can fight. Yeah. You can have a duel. Yeah.
What good is
side
one?
Side-by-side chairs. We both got our lightsabers right here. Watch Netflix. Yeah, you got to put an end to that quickly.
Too late.
Quickly, you got to put an end to that. You've had just about enough. Audrey.
Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Oh, yeah.
So will he come home and do marathons of both?
Yeah, well, yeah. He'll watch one and then he watches the other. And I'm pretty sure this is the third time we've watched the entire show of Breaking Bad.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's sitting around going, you know, that crystal meth doesn't seem like a bad idea.
He's taking notes.
I'm halfway through this. It seems to be working out great for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch it to the end.
Yeah, I think that Glenn Lerner strikes me as a Better Call Saul
kind
of guy.
Totally. He's the same vibe.
Yeah, I think so. You've had just about enough, Liz.
Yeah, Greek folk dancing. My husband is doing it 24/7 around the house. I catch him watching all these videos of dances, and then he gets up and he starts doing the steps. I hear him in the bathroom playing the music. It's
dancing around after a shower, Greek dancing through the bathroom.
Yeah, you know he's
all
naked.
Nude and weird.
Yeah.
Oh, but weird. And it's hard to do by yourself, so he probably ropes you in.
Yeah. Where's he hoping to take his Greek dancing skills? Like just the next wedding or what?
Yeah, at the weddings, and he goes actually to festivals, and he goes all over the country and even has been all over the world.
Wow. Well, look at, he must
be
pretty
good.
I play
golf with a bunch of Greek guys. I should ask about the dancing. I didn't know there was a specific kind of dancing.
Oh, yeah.
See if they're familiar with it.
Yeah. It's pretty intense.
Must be.
And what is your husband's name? It's got to be like something Snappadoppalopalopolis.
Well, he's Yanni.
That's what I needed.
Okay, Yanni.
Had just about enough of you and your Greek dancing all over the house. You ready to go here, Meldy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, social media director Meldy picking those top three things trending on Twitter at number three.
Okay, so it seems like we just got a Star Wars movie not that long ago, but trending this morning is Lucasfilms and some newly released details of Star Wars The High Republic. So it looks like Star Wars fans out there are going to get a new era of storytelling with a new multimedia project that's going to feature things like new comics, new books, maybe some new movies. Star Wars, they are just not quitting because some people are really excited, and some people say that, hey, this is all coming too soon since the latest Star Wars movie just came out back in December, but it was unexpected, but Star Wars movies might be coming soon.
You know, that being said, you know who's most excited about that? That guy with the lightsaber.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
This guy's in tears right now.
He's going to celebrate.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay, there was a ton of exciting news coming from NBC's The Voice last night. Nick Jonas made his first appearance as The Voice's new coach. So obviously,
I stumbled on that by accident.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I did.
So did you watch it? Some of it?
Grudgingly.
I kind of want to watch it now that he's on it just to see what he's like. I feel like it's a... A look into him in depth.
A look behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Peel back the curtain.
Yeah. Obviously, when you add a Joe Bro to anything, it's going to get a ton of attention, and that's exactly what happened. All eyes were on Nick. The Voice's blind editions are continuing today, and Nick will be back again tonight.
Mm-hmm. And number one.
All right, today is Fat Tuesday. It's Punchki Day. I don't know if am I saying that right. Punchki Day.
Punchki.
It's the number one thing trending right now. Some of the best places to get your punchkis locally happening here in the Chicagoland area. People and bakeries have been open since 4 a.m. Especially in the southwest suburbs, the Orland Park Bakery is getting a ton of attention because they plan to sell more than 36,000 punchkis with people already lined up as early as 3 a.m. It's
Poor
just a fun
been
day.
Baking since January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Okay.
That's it. That's it.
Thanks, Meldy. That was fun. Anybody listening who can tell us in your experience the best dating website or app?
Okay.
Yeah.
Meldy's thinking about, she was going to power down for like a year or two. And we said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Even Melissa's like, no.
I know. I'm like, it's hard to power
don't do that.
Don't power down for too long.
In fact, we're going to try to get you on one. But we're going to go obscure here coming up. But before we do, I want to get an idea, a working knowledge of where we probably should be. You ready?
Yeah.
Liz, in your experience, the best dating app is which one?
eHarmony.
eHarmony. That's where you find the best guys?
Yeah, my husband and I met on there 10 years ago, and obviously it worked.
Okay, yeah, right. eHarmony. Do you recall one that didn't work at all?
I mean, I wouldn't say it didn't work at all, but I did match.com. I guess it depends on what you're looking for, but that was more like for hookups.
I had no idea. Alessia might disagree. Alessia, you believe the best dating website is what?
Match.com.
Why is that?
Because my fiance and I just set our wedding date yesterday. And
congratulations.
Big winners all the way around. Nice.
Good for you.
Nice. How long ago did you meet him on Match.com?
Almost 5 years ago.
Wow. Wow. And did you have to go through a lot of bad ones to get a good one?
About a year. Okay. A year of dating.
Okay. I got you. All right. You believe the best place to put up the profile is where, Gianna?
Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish. Okay. Why that one?
I met my boyfriend of 5.5 years on there, and it was my first and only meetup on that date.
On your POF. I think that's what they call it.
They do.
Yeah. Aren't you on there too, Melissa?
Not on that, no.
Melissa got on there because she's always wanted to date a fisherman. She thought that's what we're on there.
Yeah. Couldn't
like
find one.
Fisherman website.
Sure, hi. Yeah. And I like to eat fish.
Yeah. She watches those, like, Deadliest Catch, all those guys out crab fishing. She's like, what I wouldn't do for one of those guys. All right. You believe, Michelle, the best place to find someone is on what?
eHarmony.
That's two votes for eHarmony.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this.
Taking the lead.
Don't they do it a little bit differently on eHarmony somehow, Michelle?
Yeah, it's very specific. Like, you have to answer a ton of questions. And they really try to match you up.
Okay.
Is that the one with the
old guy?
The old guy at the end that says, like, we've made more marriages or whatever statistically he claims. Yeah.
It is. My husband and I met 12 years ago.
Right.
And when I saw his profile, I didn't like it. And I just, like, closed it. Uh-huh. And then he reached out to me, and I'm like, well, what the hey? And here we are 12 years later.
Right. Oh, see, you could have powered down like Melissa, but you didn't.
Exactly.
There you go.
And now
the old guy from eHarmony who's made more matches, you know, he's like the Warren Buffett of hookups.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Write that. Thank you. Write that one down. There may be some options there for us.
Okay.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. Earlier this morning, right as we started the show, we received an email from someone saying, hey, I remember that Mel D said she was newly single. And first of all, whatever happened with that Scott guy? You guys broke up?
Yeah, we broke up. We ended things mutually. Like, we're still friends and everything. It just, it wasn't working out. So we just ended things. And
okay.
Yeah, that happened.
What was his name? That's it.
That was it.
How could you forget?
You and Scott.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're back out there single, then you got stood up on a second date, or a first date with somebody.
Yeah, with an ex that I used to hang out with back in college.
And then that resulted in a guy calling the show saying, oh, I'll go out with you.
Yeah.
And you didn't do that.
No, I didn't really take that seriously. So.
Okay, all right. And then earlier this morning when all of this happened and we were updating people on it, you suggested that what were you thinking you'd like to do?
So I'm thinking that I'm just going to take a little bit of a break and not worry about it. If something happens, it happens. I'm not searching for anything.
Mm-hmm. We can't let that happen.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yes, there is.
You got to put yourself out there.
Hugely, enormously wrong with that. massively boulder running over you wrong with that.
Oh, wow.
Because what did I say at that point when you suggested that?
You told me to look to my left.
And who's sitting on your left?
Melissa.
There we are. There's somebody who powered down.
Yeah, so what?
That's, you don't want to do that. We're going to get you right back out there. But we had also said earlier, rather than just throwing you into the pond, the dating pond that's just filled with people, all the dating apps that we just heard about, the successful ones,
right,
the eHarmonies, the Match.coms, the Plenty of Fishes. We could do that, or we could really increase your chances of success by putting you on the most obscure dating app or website we can find.
There's quite a few out there.
They have like seven people on them.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you got a 1 in 7 chance.
Yeah, right.
And not only that, but it's like, you know, you don't have to go through hundreds of profiles. It's just, it'll be quick.
And it's really catered probably to you and your interests.
Now, or not. What we've done, Suwannee has pulled a bunch, and I know that Melissa and Violetta both got very excited about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Usually they're napping about now. But Meldy dating, boom, they're both right back in it. You ready?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm gonna list some of these websites, folks, these dating apps websites, and we're going to ask for your input at 312-233-1019 on which one you feel is the best to put Mel D on.
Okay.
All right, then we put it on. Violetta, you're in charge of putting Mel D on there and making her look as great as you possibly can.
Of course.
All right, you trust Mel D there? You trust Violetta,
Mel
D?
Yeah, I really trust her a lot.
Oh, thanks, Mel D.
All right, among the dating sites that Suwannee has handed to me. First one is Personals, P-U-R-R, Personals.com. That's for purely cat lovers.
Oh.
You have a cat?
No, I have 2 dogs.
Perfect. All right, write that down.
Okay.
Gluten-free singles.
Wow.
Are you gluten-free?
No, I know people love talking about that, so I guess it's a new thing.
Do you eat a lot of gluten?
I don't really know how much gluten I eat.
All right, let's put her down as a maybe, though.
She's not sure what gluten is, maybe.
All right. Gothicmatch.com. You into goth?
Oh, wow.
I think in high school I had a bit of an edgier alternative.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So
you know, you open to goth men? Yeah, write it down. It's fine. Write that down.
I think
down.
She might be. That's all right. Sounds like.
A little eyeliner scary. Yeah.
Lovehorse.com.
No, horses terrify me.
Perfect. That one for sure. Good. Dating for horse and country lovers. That's perfect. Uglyschmucks.com.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Yeah, it's a bunch of ugly guys.
Look at how much you love that.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
All right. All that. But that is
What's
a maybe.
What's it called? Ugly schmucks.
Ugly schmucks.
Oh, my God.
Meetaninmate.com. Definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely. Definitely mark that down.
Oh, hey, inmates are people,
they're
too.
Like, they're bad boys.
Singleswithfoodallergies.com. You got any in particular?
No, I have no food allergies at all.
All right, let's bluff. We'll bluff an allergy on there as a possibility.
Yeah, I wonder if they vet you that well.
VampireDatingSite.com. You know that?
I did like the Twilight series a lot.
All right, write that one down. DiperMates.com.
Oh, my God.
You've seen these people?
Yeah. Adult babies, adult diapers.
Oh, God, no.
They have one out in Schaumburg.
There you go.
Put maybe on that one. SeaCaptainDate.com. You date a sea captain. He'll only be around once a year.
That's not bad.
Otherwise,
that's
he's constantly at sea.
Right.
All right. She likes sea captain.
Okay,
battling pirates.
KingSnakeAfterDark.com.
What the heck is that?
It's a dating site for snake lovers. You like snakes?
No, I don't like snakes.
All right. Write that one down. And then finally, clown dating. Oh, yeah, for sure. Date a clown.
Dress up as a clown, your favorite clown.
You might have to dress as a clown for the first date.
I think most people could say they've dated a clown or two over their lives. These are actual clowns.
These are actual clowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might have to do the whole rosy cheek, big red nose.
Oh, yeah.
My cheeks
are really red. So
he'd be really into that, I bet.
All right. Those are the options from the ones you've just heard. 312-233-1019. Which one do you feel is the ideal one for Mel D?
Oh, my gosh.
312-233-1019. Personals.com, that's for cat lovers. Gluten-free singles, gothic match, love horse, ugly schmucks, meet an inmate.
Oh, my God.
Singles with food allergies, vampire dating, diaper mates, sea captain date, king snake after dark, and clown dating. All right, we're going to put this up for your votes right now. 312-233-1019. Mel D, do you agree? Whichever one is selected, we'll put your profile up and see where it goes.
I mean, I don't have a chance.
Sweet victory.
Well.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We have just spoken to 10 Eric in the Morning listeners on their choice for which dating website, obscure dating website, Mel D should be on, increasing her chances exponentially.
Yeah.
We have a runaway winner. A runaway winner. Which one, Jennifer?
Oh, the clown, for sure. The clown app.
Yeah,
sure.
Clown dating. For sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think, Jennifer, that we should, for her profile picture, she should have clown makeup on?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, you've got to.
Okay. You probably require it.
You've got to. Okay.
So, I went to the app and the website,
yeah.
And the front page is hilarious. It's two clowns, like a guy and a girl, and they got the big noses and the giant hair, and they're like happy, and they're like arms are around each other, like woohoo.
I'm going to hook you up with a happy clown, not a sad clown.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, clown dating. All right, thank you, Jennifer. Wow. Hold on. Can you give Jennifer something for being the tie-breaking vote, winning it all? Do we have something handy?
Yeah,
I'd like to hand it out. See, this is just for joining in on these moments. If you didn't join in, see, you just missed out. You're going to win prizes. Do you have something? I know, I'm catching you off guard. Clown dating. Can you do me a favor, too, Violetta?
Yes. Oh,
man.
All right, so you're in charge of getting Meldy up on clown dating.
Okay.
As backups, I feel like we should have a data sea captain.
Okay, sea captain.
Because she seemed to really like the idea of that.
I know. Who doesn't like a boatman?
We don't hit the home run with the clown dating.
All right.
We'll go to sea captains. And if we don't hit one there, let's go right to meetaninmate.com.
Oh, yes.
That one seems dangerous, but
No, they're in prison. They're not coming out.
Oh, they're in prison?
Yeah, they're inmates in prison.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not even like paroled inmates.
No. These are ones that you'll have a long-distance pen pal relationship
with.
Nice.
Which is kind of like powering down. So that's perfect.
Yeah.
They're powered down for like 25 to 50.
Yeah. Time to think about things.
Right. You can really decide if your relationship's going to work.
We can tell when you start bringing them the good stuff from the outside.
Exactly.
Under your coat.
You know, if they want, you know, you hook up with one of them, they're like, hey, can you smuggle me in some smokes?
Right.
And you have to go over to Melissa's house and get them from Pat,
exactly.
Her boyfriend. Because he buries them out in the backyard.
Just stop it.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right, so those are the three.
All right, we're going to sign
her
up.
Are you on it? Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to get you the whole clown look. Are you going to actually do clown makeup, or are you going to Photoshop
that? Yeah,
you have to. But are you going to Photoshop it? I didn't know.
No, I think we should get her a nose, maybe a nice wig. We'll work on something.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What do we have for Jennifer?
Okay, so you've got a $100 gift certificate to Beatrix, the Let Us Entertain You restaurant. Beatrix is a neighborhood restaurant, coffee house, and meeting place located in Chicago's River North in Streeterville, serving breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, late night, and weekend brunch.
I'm excited for you finding love with a clown.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
It's going to be great. You guys will go to a lot of clown conventions together. Maybe join the circus.
Aww. Yeah.
I'll show you
tour the world.
All the clown tricks, and you can make balloon animals and
you
stuff.
And all of his friends will cram into a Volkswagen. It's going to be great.
Come on, you got to keep an open mind, Meldy.
I mean, I do like the It movies.
I mean,
but
just
that's
think of the really big shoes you're going to have.
Yes.
That's weird.
Really
might be a
sweet,
little scary,
big
actually.
Shoes,
it's so colorful.
A squirting flower you're going to be able to use all the time. It's going to be great.
Yeah. The It thing. What a conversation starter right
there.
I bet you it's a big philosophical thing.
Totally.
Do we like Pennywise? Yeah. Do we not like Pennywise? We got a whole date out of that.
You guys will be able to talk for minutes about
that. Minutes.
All right.
If you bring away maybe a couple hours.
Hey, the clowns. They should be able to go and go on that stuff.
All right, we'll see how clown dating goes. I'm excited. You gonna write these down, Meldy?
Yeah,
for
your
clown
down.
Date.
I'm
all right, these are important.
Notebook.
You're gonna be successful dating a clown. By the way, how long till that'll be up on the clown dating app or website?
So I'm working on it right now. I feel like I might have some questions for her to fill out.
That's fine.
Tomorrow? Oh, yeah, for sure. We'll
be
up by tomorrow.
Perfect. The number one thing you need to do on a first date in order to have relationship success is what? Be what? Jim.
Yourself.
No.
No.
By all means, don't do that.
Okay.
Be what, Tiffany?
Be funny and make them laugh.
Be funny, no. But that comes in at number four.
Okay.
Which shouldn't be a problem because, I mean, you're with a clown.
Right. They just
how hard is this going to be?
Yeah.
It should be like nonstop clown comedy.
Right.
In addition to all the balloon animals you're going to get out of this.
Oh, my God.
No. Be what, Carol?
On time.
That's right. There's nothing worse than a clown that's late to date.
Right.
Be on time. The number one thing you can do on a first date to guarantee relationship success. Well done. How's your morning going, Carol?
Much better now.
Yeah? Be on time. The number one thing to do on a first date to guarantee relationship success. Number two, be a good listener.
Oh, gosh.
Especially if your clown doesn't talk much. I mean, you really got to listen to what he does say because he's not going to say
miming everything.
Honking.
Avoid talking about your ex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't keep bringing him up to your clown date.
I won't.
All right. Make your, and by the way, more on that coming up in the next 30 minutes. Make your date laugh a lot. Let's find your clowns. Number five, keep the conversation light. Shouldn't be a problem again. You're clowns. Clowns are going to be talking too much politics. Keep your clown phone in your clown pocket. Shouldn't be a problem because you got about 90 pockets.
Right, you can't even find your phone. Yeah.
Maintain eye contact. Again, not a problem. Just look for the red eyes. Smile a lot. We're not going to have a sad clown, so that should be fine. Avoid telling your life story.
Okay. What if they ask?
I don't think anybody really asks, so tell me your life story.
Right. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Right. Doesn't mean, let me start from when I was 14 and exactly. I'll get you up to the current time.
I go even earlier.
And finally, don't take yourself too seriously. Shouldn't be a problem. Again, you're dating a clown. Right. Got all those?
I wrote them all down.
All right. Boy, this season of The Bachelor is just, I don't know about you, it's flying by for me.
No, it's going slow as hell for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I haven't seen anything.
Yeah,
because I haven't.
Right.
That's what we have Whip for. What we do is we have Whip watch all 7 hours of The Bachelor. How long was it on last night?
A couple, at least.
I was spinning by and caught somebody going into a fantasy suite.
Yeah, laying down.
That was a pretty sweet fantasy suite.
With their shoes on?
Yeah.
They have their shoes on, right?
I believe they had their shoes
on. They did, yeah.
Are they not supposed to?
Well, I mean, going out of the bed with the shoes.
Not in your fantasy suite.
Seems a little rough, doesn't it?
I don't know.
A little rough.
Yeah. So they've reached the point now. We're getting into the nitty-gritty. How many people are left?
Three.
Oh, wow. That's going by fast.
Yeah, they dusted them all off pretty quickly, like you said.
All right. All right. So what's going to happen is I'm going to play the jingle. At the conclusion of the jingle, the clock begins, and you have 30 seconds and 30 seconds only to tell us what happened in last night's Bachelor. Okay. At the end of 30 seconds, we cut you off. That's it. That's all you get.
No problem.
All right. So make it count.
I'll try.
Get the important stuff in.
Trying.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And go.
Madison tells Peter if he sleeps with either of the other women, she wants to go home. Pete's response is, so what do you like saying? Like, if I were to just, like, spend the night with, like, someone else, this is, like, not something you could, like, do? She says she's not giving him an ultimatum while giving him an ultimatum.
15.
So then they all put all three of the women in the same hotel room in Australia. Pete shows up in his underpants before taking Hannah Ann away to ride jet skis and make out and eventually do it. Victoria F. makes it clear she also slept with Pete. And then Madison is mad, but as Hannah Ann says, she's on The Bachelor.
Three.
This is truly madness. And Victoria F. says her request is so annoying.
I feel like I wasn't there. Thanks, Whip. It's The Mix.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for. Trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.